You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. How about some trends in beach body activity? So what I've been seeing coming through the office, and that's one of the things I always like to talk about with everyone, is like, what's the latest thing that's really happening? And it really is representative of the patients and their concerns and the things that they're actually coming in to talk about. But I can see it happening even in the media and in things that are just being trumpeted along the lines of what products, what procedures, what surgeries are really trending when we talk about getting ready for being on the beach or wearing a bikini. And I came up with a few that I really wanted to hit. A lot of these topics have multiple ways of addressing them. I'm choosing the most popular way to make this happen. We can delve into more later, because you could always send me questions or concerns or topics that you would like me to speak about. But I figured this would be the best way to really address the top things that people are talking about heading toward the beach. So here we go. Number one, you may not think this is going to be number one, but it is. Number one is sweating. Believe it or not, a lot of people really, really sweat a lot, and especially from underneath their arms. So there actually is a very easy fix to this. And the easy fix is to inject Botox or Nutox or one of the, you know, neurotoxins that are out there, like Dysport and Botox and Xeomin. All these are basically a way of closing down the sweat glands. The sweat glands are surrounded by muscles. We know that Botox kind of makes muscles stop functioning for a period of time. And if you do this in the beginning of the summer or before you go away on vacation, you're going to have a period of about 4 to 6 months where you're really not producing as much sweat. Now, probably somewhere between 80 and 85% of those sweat glands are going to be reduced to basically not functioning at all. You'll still sweat slightly, but for patients of mine that have had this treatment done, it's a game changer. And I don't want you to think that it's just for women. A lot of men have this done throughout the year because they're such sweaters that they literally go through shirts like crazy. I have a couple of high-end attorneys, and they tell me that when, you know, the sweating begins, the stains and things that they find on their shirts afterwards are just, you can't even launder them. And after having Botox injected into the armpit area, it's markedly reduced it to such a level that they know when it's time to get their Botox again because they begin to sweat very heavily. So that's one way of treating it. Another way of treating it is with a procedure called Miradry. And it's a way of literally destroying the fat, the glands of the sweat glands using thermal energy. And it's a procedure that takes a little bit of time to do in the office, but again, somewhere around 80% of the sweat glands get destroyed after the first session. Another thing to think about. So those are two options for that. All right, number two, veins. How many people out there have either varicose veins or spider veins that literally encompass everywhere from their ankles all the way up their thigh? So many women come in somewhere in the middle of, I'd say, April or May, because they know that this is their kryptonite, if you will. This is the thing that they've had ever since they started to get pregnant, and they may have gained a little weight, or just from a hereditary standpoint, those blue veins those spider veins, and some that even progress into a varicosity or a varicose vein, happens to be things that most people really don't talk about, but when they come into the office, that's definitely one of the things that they want me to address. Again, very simple ways of injecting certain products into those spider veins to make them disappear is very easy to do. There are laser options. There are microwavable options that allow some of the varicosities to be shrunken down and almost completely can't even see. But that's another one of those trends, if you will, that definitely become very popular as soon as it becomes time for bathing suit season. Number three on my list, breast implants and the chest in general. So let's talk about this. Everyone knows that if you could fill out the bikini top, it's going to have a very nice look. Most of the time, this really does need to be accomplished by using a breast implant. And we've talked about breast implants before on the podcast, so I'm really not going to get into the exact ideas of all different kinds of breast implants, but suffice to say that a breast augmentation, as you could well imagine, is a very popular procedure that we do all throughout the summer and leading up to the summer, because it is something that you could have done and literally recover by the pool or the beach within a week. So it's, I'm not letting you swim, I'm not letting you participate in a volleyball game, but you can look just fabulous on the beach in your bikini immediately after the procedure. But what about the décolleté? What about the chest area that's in between the breasts? Everyone always wants to have this great, phenomenal cleavage, but many of us really don't address the concept of how can you make the chest look more youthful, get rid of some of the fine lines, wrinkles, and even some of the freckling that's in that area. Well, again, three things that we've been doing that are very, very successful. One is injecting a microdroplet Botox in the area, or microdroplet Nutox, if you will. We do a wonderful job of doing a halo laser treatment to the chest. And again, it's going to address fine lines and wrinkles. It's going to address what we call dyschromia, or the appearance of freckling, or two-toned skin, if you will. And this, combined with some of the Botox injections, makes the chest look so youthful. It's amazing. And it isn't something that has to wait till the end of the summer. You know, a very, very good friend of mine who's a plastic surgeon in Boca Raton, Florida, told me that, you know, people up on the East Coast or in the North, soon as it becomes summertime, everybody figures you can't have laser treatments, you can't have chemical peels, you can't do things to your skin because it's summertime. And he said, how crazy is that? Because in Boca or in Florida, it's like that all year round. People are on the beach, people are in the sun, people are doing things. So if that was the case, no one would ever get a laser procedure, no one would ever do things to their skin, no one would get a chemical peel. So it's all about protection after you get this treatment. So with that in mind, we've been doing many halo type laser procedures, which again is a fabulous laser that addresses not only hyperpigmentation, but also fine lines and wrinkles, and does a great job on any body part, but especially like we're talking about the décolleté or the cleavage area. And my last one that I wanted to address is sagging skin. I probably should have put this one first, but many, many, many people, men included, come in and talk about after they've lost some weight or just from the aging process alone, there are areas of their body that again get very exposed when it comes time for bathing suit season that doesn't look as tight and as youthful as it used to. We have the answer. We do a phenomenal job with a procedure called BodyTite and Forma Plus. BodyTite and Forma Plus are these procedures that we do in the office that literally will get rid of unwanted fat and simultaneously create a tightening and a shrinking effect of the skin that surrounds this area that we're treating. And it sounds maybe sometimes too good to be true, but I want you to go to my website and I want you to take a look at some of the before and after photos. And the concept is that this radio frequency energy, it's kind of the same concept of microwave energy. It's heating up the skin to such an extent that it's causing a remodeling of the dermis. And we've seen it happen on stretch mark skin of the abdomen. We've seen it on arms and thighs and inner thighs and areas around the butt where people are really self-conscious because they started to lose some of that tone or that real nice shape to the butt. And I'm telling you, these are procedures that can be done and you're off to the beach. It does not need to have downtime. And most of the patients that have these Forma Plus or Body FX or any kind of these radio frequency treatments that I'm talking about, and I want you to definitely try to Google some of this stuff called Body Tight, Face Tight, AccuTight. It's all about using radio frequency energy to an extreme where we can actually see the skin taking on a new shape, starting to get tighter. And it's nowadays, we're actually using it on almost every part of the body. So those are the tips and those are the trends for getting ready for bathing suit season or just looking your best on the beach. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll talk with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.